there have been two major drivers of price action into the latter half of the week that have been supporting stocks and weighing on the U.S. dollar. The first came on Wednesday when U.S. inflation data came in contained and below forecast. This was a reassuring sign for the Fed with respect to its guidance of lower for longer monetary policy accommodation. The second was the news of the massive U.S. government spending pipeline, with numbers being thrown around like monopoly money, once again perpetuating a very dangerous yet risk-supportive and dollar-bearish backdrop. We have no doubt that this isn't going to end well, but at the same time, so long as the market continues to buy into a strategy that encourages and incentivizes reckless investment in risky assets, this is the way it's going to be. We do believe inflation risk is still very real and could undermine all of the good cheer, but until we start seeing that data come in above forecast, both the Fed and investors are likely to try and downplay it. Key standouts on the Friday calendar include German inflation, UK trade, construction output, industrial production and GDP, Eurozone industrial production, U.S. producer prices, and Michigan sentiment. For anyone tracking Canada, we do get the Canada Monthly Employment Report. That's all for now.